From the Capitol in Madison, this is WIS Politics Midday.
Good afternoon. I'm Pat Popoletti, and our report for Wednesday, October 9th, is brought to you by Spectrum. Dem Rep Jimmy Anderson, who is paralyzed from the waist down, will be allowed to phone in to committee hearings to accommodate his disability under a package of rules changes GOP Assembly leaders proposed. But first, the Senate unanimously backed five of Tony Evers' picks to serve in his cabinet, the first confirmation vote since the Gov's agency heads all began their jobs 9 months ago. Without debate, the Senate yesterday voted 33-0 to confirm Peter Barker at Revenue, Joel Brennan at Administration, Kathy Blumenfeld at Financial Institutions, Kevin Carr at Corrections, and Mary Kolar at Veterans Affairs. The Senate also approved a bill on a 1914 party line vote that would require the Department of Transportation in some circumstances to reject a bid if it was the only one received on a project after stripping out a provision that would have shielded some information from open records laws and a new statutory process to handle rape kits. Additionally, AG Josh Call anticipates Governor Tony Evers will call a special session on gun violence, quote, in the next few weeks if GOP lawmakers don't take up the bills. Speaking yesterday at a news conference in Appleton with Fox Valley law enforcement officers, Call urged lawmakers to, quote, seek common ground on extreme rest protection orders. The proposal from Madison Dem Melissa Sargent and Milwaukee Dem Lena Taylor would allow police officers or loved ones to petition a judge to have a person's firearms removed if they are deemed to be a threat to themselves or others. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald both expressed staunch opposition to the so-called red flag proposals, citing concerns about infringing on Second Amendment rights. Finally, Dems say the changes to the rules, which include a provision that would allow the Assembly to make multiple runs at overriding a Gov veto, was an attempt by the GOP to, quote, jam in a whole kitchen sink of partisan political objectives. Now, the Assembly only has one vote on a veto. But Majority Leader Jim Steinke told committee members that GOP leaders were looking at rule changes and, quote, that was part of it. The chamber has yet to approve a new rules package for the 2019-2020 session. For WIS Politics Midday, sponsored by Spectrum, I'm Pat Popoletti.
This has been WIS Politics Midday. For more state government and political news, visit wispolitics.com.